Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me wherever you are joining me. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. Five-star ratings are appreciated. And if you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. You know, it's a funny thing, the old adage that stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I think a lot of times people don't really like understand and or realize what comes from that statement. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Ladies and gentlemen, Lonnie Walker of the Los Angeles Lakers, who will undoubtedly have the he'll continue to benefit from the LeBron effect, and that is any role player, any secondary player that plays with LeBron will go on and sign a contract for a lot of money to play ball somewhere else, especially if they're not old, if they still have many years in front of them. It's just the effect that LeBron has. It's a beautiful thing that no one actually talks about. But Lonnie Walker seemed to be out of favor. Lonnie Walker seemed to be a guy who was relied upon heavily. And then when the Lakers started making trades to revamp the roster, to make a playoff push, it seemed as if, especially when Hachimura came in, it seemed as if Lonnie Walker was out of favor. Throughout the playoffs, we have not heard much from Lonnie Walker. But the thing is we also didn't hear anything from Lonnie Walker. Instead, Lonnie Walker got in the lab, kept working, kept grinding, kept trying to make himself as good as he could be so that when his number was called, he was ready to answer. When his number was called, he was ready to answer. And that to me is so important. See, we always are talking about getting the opportunity, but what happens when you get the opportunity, what happens when you get the opportunity and you don't cash in on it, right? What happens when your boss calls you and says, hey, do you know anything about X? Because we need somebody to do Y. Are you ready to answer that call? Are you ready to stand up and be accounted for? Are you ready to do what's necessary in order to be successful? We all, like so many people, talk about getting the opportunity, but they wait until the opportunity is presented to them before they actually prepare themselves for the opportunity. It's a backwards logic. It's not smart thinking. If we think about what happens in life, doing it that way usually sets you up for failure. It usually sets you up to where you never get an opportunity again. Does this mean, does Lonnie Walker and his success coming in, helping the Lakers out, in this game, in this series versus Golden State, does that mean that he will now be in the lineup or be in the rotation for the rest of the playoffs? No, it doesn't. I assume that the coaching staff saw something in this Golden State matchup that said, hey, Lonnie Walker could give us something. They might not feel like that in the next series. But Lonnie Walker is ready. Lonnie Walker is ready to answer the call, and that's the thing. You have to be ready to answer the call. You can't get ready once they call you. Like, it always tripped me out. People who were on the bench when I played basketball, people who were on the bench, and after the start of the game, they still had their warm-ups on. It might not seem like something to you, but I'm thinking in my brain, if I'm ready to play, when he shouts my name, when he calls my name, I'm already going to have it off, because I want to be up and moving towards, before he has a chance to, I want to be ready so that when it's my turn, I'm there. Now, I was fortunate enough in basketball that I ain't really have to wait very long to get in the game most times. Except for when I was playing AAU and I was playing for Spirit of Tampa Bay. We had a loaded team. We had a loaded team, a bunch of really good, like, athletes. And now that I look back on it, right, we had a ton of really good athletes. But we didn't have a bunch of dudes with, like, hella basketball IQ. We just had guys who were just really good. Now, we had some guys with really great basketball IQ. I always think that the reason that my guy Ray Spann and I made such a great duo in high school was because both of us were cerebral. Like, yeah, I was athletic, I was long, but I was cerebral. I thought the game. He thought the game. We got on the same wavelength. My brother and I, when we played together, the reason that we clicked so well isn't just because we're brothers. It wasn't some telepathy. We understand the game. But the one thing that we always understood, the one thing that we always knew, is you had to be ready to go. You had to be ready to go. If I'm playing, and when I was playing for that AU team, Spirit of Tampa Bay, all of the great athletes on that team, there would be times where I didn't get the minutes that I felt like I should be getting. I didn't complain, though. There was no complaint. It was okay. I'm going to show you. Every time I got on the court, I made it hard for them to take me off the court. Why? Because I didn't try to do anything that was out of character. I didn't try to do anything that would lead me to a situation where it was negative. I started with the things that I knew I do best. Defense, facilitate, run. You could get me the ball. I used to be called little Anthony Mason because I grab the rebound and just take off with it. I don't need to find the point guard. I did. There were times where I found the point because we had really good point guards, right? But it wasn't a necessity. I didn't need to do it. I thought the game out. And because I thought the game out, I didn't really turn the ball over very often. That wasn't really my game, the high volume turnover dude. Like, that wasn't me. I didn't shoot a lot of jump shots. Why? Because that wasn't my game. But the times when I shot a jump shot, it was because I shot it. I had to make you like, you know, respect it. But I'd go to the basket on you. I'd finish well. And because I ran, if you were on the break, you knew I was coming. So when I got on the court, I made it harder and harder for you to take me off the court. Because whomever you were putting on the court after me, they weren't going to play defense as hard as I did. They weren't going to be as versatile as I was. In college, when I played ball, I guarded everything from the point guard to the center. This isn't a lie. I didn't play at the highest levels. But in college, when we would walk in to a gym and we would do the scouting report, they would say, hey, number 26, he's their best player. Gene has him. A, number 34, he's a post player. Gene, he has him. Number 26, number 12, number 2, he's a shooting guard. Gene, you have him. That was my role. I was always ready to facilitate that role. Nobody said, hey, Gene, I think it'd be a good idea for you to be a defensive stopper. I think it'd be a good idea for you to hang your hat on defense. So you should start working on that. I immediately understood that my knowledge of the game and my athletic ability and my toughness afforded me the opportunity to play multiple positions. But because I was my size, I was a tweener. I grew up as a post player. I'm only 6'4". So while I grew up as a post player, my body type says at the highest levels, point guard, two guard, combo guard. I had a good enough handle to where I could handle it without getting the ball stolen, but I was not a ball handler. But what I had was intellect, and I could think the game. So that means I was an excellent passer. So on offenses where you had a real rigid structure, you have to only play this one position type of offenses, those weren't going to fit me well. Why? Because now you're asking me to play only one role in an offense. Whereas my skill set is one where it should be an amoeba, where it should just flow with whomever has the ball and you fill in and move in. My skill set is much more predicated on positionless basketball. And because my skill set was predicated on positionless basketball, it was real easy for me to thrive in the break. It was really easy for me to thrive on the break because now my creativity could take over if I got the ball. So if I grabbed the ball and I turned and I didn't see an outlet, but I saw a lane, I just took off with the ball. And people figured out, oh, snap, if Gene's going, he's going to make the right pass. He's going to make the right play. My stat line at the end of the game rarely read 20-plus points. But on the days that it did read that, oh, you got that work. On the days that, on the rare occasion that I went 20-plus, you got that work. Because normally it's going to read like something low double digits on the points, probably double digits on the rebounds or close to it, and somewhere in the 5 to 6, 7 range in assists. That was my game. I was ready for that. Nobody had to get me ready. Nobody had to ever tell me what my role was. I just understood it, and I prepared myself as such. Lonnie Walker understood the assignment. In a season, football, basketball, baseball, softball, soccer, whatever you name, in life, there's going to be times where your number gets called. Are you ready to answer? Are you ready to answer the phone, or do you let it go by because you're afraid of what they might ask you to do? See, stay ready so you don't have to get ready isn't anything other than preparation. So that people don't call you lucky. And when they do, you let them know, I'm not lucky. Opportunity presented itself, and I was ready to seize the opportunity. Because if we're not ready to seize the opportunities, then we never get the opportunity to be lucky. Right? If we're not ready to seize the opportunity, how do we ever get lucky? Oh, man. You were lucky that you were able to get that job. No, I went to the job interview. I prepared myself to get the job. I went to the job interview, and I got the job. Yeah, but it was 100 people in that job. That's okay. I prepared myself So when the opportunity came to me, I got the job. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready in the streets. You got to watch your back. Somebody wants to fight you. You don't know how to fight. Guess what? You're going to get beat up. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Hey, I hope I never have to fight. But if I fight, I know how to throw these things. I know how to throw these things. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Applies to everything in your life. Hey, man, somebody wants to say something slick. I don't have to think of what I'm going to say next because I've already prepared. If somebody wants to say something slick, what I'm going to say in return. That's why you can't troll me. You can't exhaust me on social media. I'm there. If I have time, that means I have time. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. In sports, in life, in love, everything that we do. That's the Lonnie Walker I saw. He wasn't sitting around moping, feeling sorry for himself. He said, when my number gets called, I'm there. And guess what? He showed up. And somebody somewhere is going, man, you know what? Lonnie Walker could help us. Lonnie Walker can help us. So even if his future is not in LA as a Laker, his future might be somewhere. Well, not might be, will be somewhere. That's the trick. That's the goal. That's what we all should aspire to. Stop sitting back talking about what we don't have and how we don't have it and what we don't need. We got to be ready so that when it's time, we're ready to pounce. Trust me, I'm not just talking. I practice what I preach. Hey, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? I do a daily podcast. So if somebody wants to come along and they need a daily podcast host, somebody that has the stamina to do this every day for 20, 30, 40, 50, an hour a day, I don't have to get ready to do that. I don't have to build up the calluses to do that. I'm ready right now. I'm ready right now. Can you say the same? And if you can't say the same, it's time to go to work. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Talk Spicy. We do this thing a few times a week. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. And if you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. Till next time, peace.